You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with Kevin Gale, my good friend. We are talking about the maiden edition inaugural launch. I'm trying to find as many euphemisms as I can for South Florida Business and Wealth, South Florida's new Bring It All Together Business and Wealth magazine. It's a publication that focuses on the good stories that are to be told here in South Florida business. They kick it off this month with Jorge Perez. I've got a column in there too, so make sure you look for my column. And let's, we were teasing a little bit about Darcy's article about the office market. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, things like industrial have been really hot, but the office market really hasn't had much activity, and part of it has to do with the lending crisis we've gone through. You know, you're not seeing a lot of spec buildings go up these days still.
Shh, we're trying to take advantage of that right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a spoiler alert. But anyway, so yeah, I think office is rounding out and going to need a rebound, need some new office space. And I think that each one of the different submarkets that we've been profiling on my series about where's the next Brickell is good for at least one solid good office building in the cycle, because people are going to say, oh my God, I can't take this drive to the work. You know, I was on, and sorry for all you people that are stuck in traffic right now. I was on the way to work today, very calm, very quiet, no real big deal. And I got to work and my blood was pumping. No road raging, no cutting off. I was on time, no problem. One biker got in the way and the dump truck almost ran me over. But other than trying to avoid him, but other than that, it was calm. And so I'm really seeing where these neighborhoods are going to become, I call it the city-state concept. You know, I live in Edgewater, which used to be Midtown, which used to be that area north of the Omni. So, you know, it all evolves. You know, so that's why I think you're going to see more office needed. Now, tell me, you know, one quick story you got here. I guess it's not really a story. It's the Apogee Awards. You know, it's the highest point in the development of something, the climax or culmination. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, this is something we created. It's going to be 8 C-level position awards. So chairman, CEO, president, COO, CFO, Chief Information Officer, Chief Marketing Officer, top person in HR. And the idea we have is...
So one winner in each of those categories.
One in each county in each of those categories. So 8 categories, 3 counties. So you're going to end up with 24 winners coming to the Museum of Art on November 6th. And so we'll honor them. If somebody has a last-minute suggestion, they could email me right away, but we're very near the end of the process here. And it's quite fascinating. I think one of the cool things about this event is going to see the dynamic of these really high achievers who have different positions interacting during the cocktail hour there.
Well, that's always the best part. And also going to these events, it gives you a chance to meet those people where you wouldn't normally have access to them for those sophisticated networkers out there. So it looks like a really cool event coming up. Now, there's something else here. Golly gee willikers, are gestational surrogacy? I mean, can you even translate that for me? What's that all about? Looks like something about babies.
That was a quite interesting story. It's about an attorney at Greenspoon Martyr, and she and her husband had fertility issues. And, tell us about the journey that she went through to have a family. And it's a very, very personal journey, but it's also a business story because she then expanded her practice after she went all through all this to help other families who are dealing with these issues.
Well, you know, taking a step back from the usual fun and breezy thing, that's a very serious thing. I know a lot of friends, I don't know what the reason is, but a lot of them are experiencing fertility issues. And so the ability to find creative solutions to that is extraordinarily important and something that I think that is... You know, great reading information. Now, whoa, here's an ad for my good friend Jeremy Larkin at NAI Miami. So NAI, I guess, supports what we're doing here, too.
Absolutely.
Now, international trade shot. Tell me what you found out when you did the international trade shot. Trade snapshot.
Well, you know, there's interesting things that happen. One of the little things that people don't realize is how much transshipment of gold there is here.
Whoa, pardon me?
So,
where's that going on?
That's
exactly.
When? Yes. What time? What does the truck look like? And how many guards does it have?
Oh, yeah.
So, gold prices are down. Buying, I think, was down in India. So, we get a lot of gold coming from Latin America here. And then it all goes off to places like Switzerland where they melt it down and, you know, turn it into bars or new things.
Well, talking about turning things into new things, all aboard Miami. Now, this is something else. When you look at the photo or, I guess, the rendering that you have here, which really helps to give people an idea of where it's going to be located, this is exciting stuff. Is this really going to happen?
I think it is. I've done a lot of coverage about All Aboard and what they're trying to do. And, you know, one of the things I think that's missing down here is transportation infrastructure. And it's sort of a chicken or the egg thing. You really need good density, which George Perez talks about a lot in my interview with him, to be able to support mass transit. But All Aboard, which is a sister company of the FEC Railway, is owned by Fortress, a huge investment company up in New York. They're looking to get a major loan from the federal government, which a lot of railroads get. And so I really do think it's going to happen, and I think it's potentially very transformative, not just to, you know, go to Fort Lauderdale or West Palm, but I think this is the precursor to getting commuter rail on the tracks where it really belongs, along the FEC railway that goes right through the heart of our downtowns.
Yeah, I just think we need to find a way to get the infrastructure interruptions. I'm just talking. Anyway, listen, so let's move on to another cool thing you talk about here. I really wasn't familiar with this term, the wedge or the golden triangle in Broward. I guess I must just work it without knowing what it's called.
Well, I found that fascinating because I think one of the big dynamics in South Florida is we're running out of these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres of open tracks.
The easy deals, it's how I make my money, is the tough stuff.
You're going to have to go vertical, my friend.
I do. I go vertical all the time, but that's a story for a different show at a different time.
I won't touch that one.
You better not. Only Viv. Oh, geez.
Oh, boy. See, you better behave over there, Jim.
I am. I'm being. Let's talk about John Canis then.
Yeah, John is our latest guest on CEO Connect. And, John's a fascinating guy. I did a lot of research on him. You know, who knew he grew up on a duck farm in Long Island and actually still has the old family homestead and a couple of neighboring properties that aren't duck farms anymore. But, you know, he risked it all with Wilbur Ross and bought Bank United when nobody else would bid as much. And he's turned it into a great thing.
And I got to just say, it was tough to get done, and it looked like it was difficult. There weren't too many people that could have bought it. But these guys were one of the groups, and they hit it out of the park. But they also helped, and this people have to get really understand this, is that when they did this deal, they helped create positive momentum in the economy when there was none in the banking sector. This guy, I don't want to say single-handedly, but with a small group of people, helped save the economy, certainly in South Florida.
Yeah, there's a little anecdote in there. I think he said right after he and Wilbur Ross did the deal that, like, Goldman Sachs came out with a multi-million dollar fund to sort of try and replicate the same thing.
Yeah, well, the issue was, though, that you could have the money, but unless you had the skills, they wouldn't give you the banks. You had to be proven at doing the bank workouts. It was very difficult. A lot of people positioned themselves to take advantage of all the things that happened during the RTC days in the early 90s, and none of that stuff ever happened. So high five to John Canis and Wilbur Ross for coming up and figuring out how to take advantage. And they were first movers at this part of our economy, and therefore, by taking that kind of risk, they reaped that kind of reward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me what we can look for coming up in the next South Florida Business and Wealth magazine, because you're already hammering me for my column.
Well, we will have a profile on another major, major, major business leader in South Florida who's top of his field. I don't want to quite give it away.
No, you got to call in a couple of weeks when you're ready. I've got a secret I'm going to share with you.
And we'll have another great column on business by some guy who does a radio show, Fried, Freed,
hey, something better
like
to
that.
Get freed than fried. My friend said that just a few minutes ago. Yeah, I'm going to do a column. Anybody who has suggestions on my column can email me, jim@freedonbusiness.com. Probably going to do an overview of the things I do on the show every day. I really am great. I sit here. I've got the microphone. People call me. They go, Jim, I've got a message I'd like to give. Put it out there. And it gives me the opportunity to talk to some really terrific people. And to tease the next segment, I'm going to talk to Tarek about what happened with our workout last week. And we're not going to talk about the workout. We're going to talk about what happened after the workout. People should stay tuned. Tarek Maddox is truly a hero. And you're going to hear why after the break. But we've only got about a minute left, so Kevin, tell people where they can find South Florida Business and Wealth, where they can buy South Florida Business and Wealth, and how they get more information on, you guessed it, South Florida Business and Wealth.
Well, the best thing is to, you can go to our website, www.sfbwmag.com, and you can see all the content on there. If you have any story ideas or are interested in, getting a copy of the magazine, getting put on our distribution list, you can send me an email, kgale, K-G-A-L-E, at sfbwmag.com. We're currently really not on newsstands, that sort of thing. Might be something we'll do in the future. But, basically, we've really targeted senior level executives, because that's who our audience is, and we think that's the audience that'll benefit our advertisers.
Well, yeah, it's all about reaching the right people with the right people and creating that circle, if you will. I want to thank you so much for allowing our show to be part of all that. It's absolutely terrific, and we find you and Gary and the rest of your team, Sally, and gosh, everybody we've met on your team, we're so glad to be a part of it. We look forward to continuing our relationship with you, with guests. We'll have Jimmy Cassell coming on, thanks to you, in a few weeks. We've had you and Sally and everybody else on. I want to thank you for getting us involved. Again, if they want more information, how do they find it, Kevin? We've got about 10 seconds.
sfbwmag.com.
We'll be back after this with my favorite hero, Tarek Maddox. Back after this, take it away, W squared.